Sorry. This is Chidushim of Taisvis. The first kula of Rabbeinu Tam that is no schita of libun in the case of anything that's not water. The second chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam that schita of mefarek does not apply by semat tayloch leibud. Second kula. And the third and biggest kula of all is the aruch. The aruch holds that a psik reisha the loy nichalay is mutar lechatchila. And he brings two rayas, one from Mizalf and Yain Agabi Yishim, from the Gemara and Zvachim, where you pour water on the Mizbeach and you over the lav, a wine on the Mizbeach, and you over on the lav of Loi Sikhba, and from picking the berries off the Hadassim. So these were his rayas, the rayas of the Aruch. What I tried to explain with the diagram on the board is a hesber in the Machlaikis, the Aruch, and the Shari Shayim. So Aruch holds the great like Nichalei is Mutal Chetchila. That's a great kula. Why? So what Rav Chanan says, and I still announce Rav Akiva Eiger too, is that the Aruch holds the Psikresha is Aser because Al Karchach you're a Mechavin. Because we say that you can't say you're not Mechavin. Al Karchach you're a Mechavin. What we call Rav Chaim Svara. That Svara, that Al Karchach you're a Mechavin, that Al Karchach you're a Mechavin, makes sense by secretion of the Nichalei, because Mechavin implies that you want the Malach. So that it makes sense by secretion of the Nichalei, we say Al Karchach you're a Mechavin. However, by secretion, the Loi Nichalei, the Aruch holds is Mutlach Atchila, because it's like it's not a secretion. It's as if it's not a psikresha. It's the same as the whole kula of David Shein HaMiskavin. And Mameila, you don't say Akarchach Yer Mechavin, so Mameila it's mut. This is the Svaras Aruch. And the other Rishenim don't go with this. They go with what we call Rav Shimon's Mahalach. Now we don't say Akarchach Yer Mechavin. Just when something happens, it's all the same Maisa. When something is definitely going to happen, it's all one Maisa. If it's all one Maisa, so you're not. So let's say you're combing your hair, Rabbi Chanan's case. So if your vada is going to pull out hairs, so that's considered a psikresha. Then combing and pulling out hairs is the same ma'isa. Memela, it doesn't matter the psikresha is nichalei, loy nichalei. Any psikresha is aser. The reason the psikresha, the loy nichalei, is more kulidik according to the, what we call Rav Shimon's Ma'alav, is because it remains a balach sheitz richa legufa. If it's loy nichalei, it means you don't want the tachlis. So it remains a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. That was, these were the two mahalachim, the mahalach of the Aruch and the mahalach of Taisvis. Another nafgamina between them, Reb Shmuel writes, is in a case where something is a psik resha, but you're not aware of it. You don't know it. Let's say something is vade going to happen, but you don't know it. Let's say somebody is going to open up a refrigerator. And you know, not the person opening it, you're watching him. You know that the light is on. But he doesn't know that the light is on. He assumes it's not on. When he opens that, that's a psikreshen. Is that usur or is that mutter? Am I allowed to let him open it or not? Pashtus, what would you say? He's doing a malacha, he's opening the refrigerator and turning the light, I have to stop him. But according to the Aruch, it's mutter. According to what we, again, we're calling it Reb Chaim Svara, the Aruch. Why is it mutter? Because it's a Davar Sheinu Miskaven. If it's a psik reisha, we say, Al Karchach Yoram Mechavin. But if he doesn't know about it, you can't say, Al Karchach Yoram Mechavin. If he's not aware of it at all, he assumes that it's not going to happen. So you can't say Yoram Mechavin. He has no idea. That will be another kula of the Aruch. Now, before you run and say, well, we'll rely on Reb Chaim and we'll be Mekel, Shnor Reb Chaim says this Svara into the Rambam. He doesn't pass him like this Svara. He's like the there to Mahalkin. Reb Chaim is on Matis Morso, which we're going to get to our Vav Amid Beis. Reb Chaim is not passing like this Svara. When I call Reb Chaim Svara, Rav Chaim writes the Svara in his Sefer. That doesn't mean he's paskening this way. This is in the Aruch. We do not paskin like the Aruch. And therefore, we're not makel. However, the Shitas Aruch is a tziruf, it's a sniff in many cases. And that's why the Shitas Aruch is very significant in Halacha. You know, we don't paskin like him. But there are cases where it does come up. There's a Trumas Hadeshim. This is known as the Kula of the Trumas Hadeshim. What the Trumas Hadeshim really says is that we paskin like the Aruch by a Malacha Derabanan. If you have a Malacha which is a Derabanan anyway, then you can be Saimech on the Sheet of the Aruch, which means the Psikresh of the Lenichalayism. Okay, what's an example of this? Again, many electronic examples. If it's a light, it's a deraisa. Many lights are deraisa. So let's say somebody walks into a building and there's a video camera. He walks in, they're going to take a picture of him. So that is a derabanan. It's no permanent image. So go ahead, but he's in his cabin. He's not interested. If he'd want the picture to be taken, it would be a derabanan. He doesn't care, it's a davar shein miskan. But it's a psik reisha v'lein yichalei. It's a psik reisha, it's going to happen, but it's lein yichalei. Trumas Hadeshim says that by a derabanan, psik reisha v'lein yichalei is mutter. The Trumas Hadeshim holds this mutter l'chadchel. In other words, the aruch is meikel even by inesa deraisa, psik reisha v'lein yichalei. And that we don't pass them like the aruch. But the Trumas Hadeshim says that by a derabanan you could be meikel. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Shin Yud Aleph, Sifkat Yud Aleph, does not paskin like the Trumas Hadeshim either. But B'Shas Hadchak, we are Saimach on the Trumas Hadeshim. B'Shas Hadchak, when there are other Tzirufim, we are Mekel. A Rav in the 21st century has to know this Trumas Hadeshim. Because there are many Shilas that have to do with electricity, which come down to the Trumas Hadeshim, the Rabbanans. If somebody's in a situation where his alarm is on, the lights of an alarm control box are the Rabbanan, the phosphorus lights, and if it's a Shas HaTchak, you can't get a guy. So it's enough on the Trumas Hadeshim that you can open and close the doors. Next morning you have to get a guy. But let's say it's late at night, as one to the Shalom Zachar. Shalom Zachar is already right after the Surah, late at night. Somebody didn't realize, he came in to ask me Shiloh that he has the light switches on. Now, late at night, it's very hard to get a guy. So if you can't get a guy, you send up on the Trumas Hadeshim. You open and close the doors with a shinai, as an extra tzirah, you can close. But you, lemaisa, you send up on the Trumas Hadeshim. Especially on the because you don't care. It's like this light. The control box doesn't matter to you.
So why do you know the control box is lights are gone?
Well, in case, God forbid, there's a robber who breaks in, you run over the control. You can see which window was open when you got in.
You want the light.
But not when you open the door. You don't.
You
know where you came in. You don't have to have the control box.
You have to see it works.
See it works is not. You don't need that light to go on. You want to know, you mean that the whole system is working.
The whole system works.
I don't have an alarm system, but the people constantly run over and make sure it works. Is that what they're doing? Okay. If a person is nichalei, you're right. If you have a person who's nichalei, I jotted down a few of the cases that I brought down in place here with the Trumas Hadeshim or the Aruch. One is, I think, a well-known shaila about cutting a cake that has letters. Cutting a cake that has letters on it, which the Rama paskins is aser. That's aser to cut a cake that has lettering because of the malacha of you're breaking up a letter. Now, is that a deraisa derabanan? Mechika. If it's not Abanach Lichtai, the Chika is a Drabanan. The Chika cutting a letter is a Drabanan. The Ramah Paskins L'Chumra. The United Yehuda, Shmuel brings down argues. He says it's a davar sheinu miskaven. So you don't care when you cut a cake, you don't care if the cut comes between the letters or on the letters. And it's psik resha, even if you're cutting on the letters, it's psik resha dolei nichalei. And it's a drabanan. So he argues that it should be mutter. He says it's also a makalkel. He adds that it's a makalkel because you're ruining the letters, they're not readable anymore. And the Navi Yehuda wants to be makel basically on the Trumas Hadeshim. So Mishnah Berurah is not saimach on this. It says except derech achila. You're allowed to bite into things with letters on them. If you bite into it, you're still breaking the letters. So Mishnah Berurah says there's a svara that derech achila is more kal. So that, plus the Trumas Hadeshim, the Mishnah Berurah is made. The letters, biting into the letters. You bite a cake, you bite the letters.
Symbolize
that.
You can cut with your fork, you
just can't. That's not like fighting, huh? I'm not so sure. That's one example of where it comes up. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down also in Hilchos Sukkos. The din is, you're not allowed to put an esrog down on a beged. Not allowed to put an esrog down on top of any beged because it's ma'ilud reyach in the beged. It gives the beged a smell. Ma'ilud reyach, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Reish Nuches that it's also to put an esrog down on top of a beged. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a shas hadchak. You have no place to put the esrog in a safe place. Efshir, he says, it could be saimech on the aruch and the Trumas Hadeshim. Shas hadchak, you want to put the esrog in a safe place. He says it's an issa drabanan. Being ma'ilud reyach in the beged is only a drabanan. So he says maybe it could be saimach already. It's a drabanan. It's a davar sheinu miskaven. It's gracious dolei nichalei. Same cheshvan. So therefore he says that it would be mutter. Efshir says it could be saimach on the beged. If the efshir is, if it's a nafesh asadchak. Maybe Yehuda's kula should really apply to a wrapper also. Maybe Yehuda's kula should apply to a wrapper too. The thing is that the Mishnah Berurah is saimach on Yehuda only derech achila, which obviously doesn't apply to a wrapper. What is interesting is it would seem that you can rip open a bag if it's not a psik resha that you're going to rip letters. And sometimes you're ripping right on the letters, so it's a psik resha. There's no hetzer. But sometimes you open a bag in a way that's not a psik resha. Sometimes it will rip the letter, sometimes not. If it's not a psik resha, if people say you have to be careful not to rip the letters, if you're not mechaven, it's not a psik resha, that'll be more. Like the view themselves will probably be not there even by opening these bags. It's in the Dagomer Bava, which is maybe there's notes on the side of this Ramah, which is Simin Shinlamid, Shinlamid Vav, Shinlamid Zayin, wherever it is in the this Ramah is, it's on the side of the page in the Shulchan. Third example, I showed somebody today, the Chazaynish writes that we have Mesukhraisa de Nezaisa in our homes. We do have Mesukhraisa de Nezaisa in our house. So he writes that when you close a faucet, every faucet has a washer. That washer is the plug between the water, the pipe with the water, and where the water comes out. When the washer gets worn out, it starts to drip. So the Chazaynish writes that squeezing that washer, which absorbs water, is a shail of schita. Mamish was surprised in his eyes. So he writes that the reason we're makel is because we're saimach on the aruch. So Yossi tells me that our washes are different probably than the Chazaynish's washes. Our washes are hard rubber, they don't absorb any water, so maybe it's different. But again, my point is not so much the shayl, the lamaisa as the shayl. Again, that the issue of the Trumas Hadeshim comes up again, Lamais. Ramesh has a shaila about going to the mikvah on Shabbos. And when a person wipes their hair afterwards, so tzicha osur to be mechaven, to squeeze the water out of hair, schita b'seyar, is certainly osur, as Tosis brought down. I'll explain to you what Tosis brought a lashon ain't schita b'seyar. I'll explain that in a minute. But the question is, if you wipe yourself in a way that will shalei b'miskaven cause a schita b'seyar, is that mutter? No, if you're going to wipe your hair, then it's going to be mechav, then it's awesome. So if a person wipes his body and his hair on the body, or a person wipes his mouth and he has a mustache, sometimes it's even discarding. So the Moshe writes in the Tshuva, in the Igros Moshe Tzchevak Aleph, Simekuf Lamed Gimel, he says that libun by the body is not shayach libun. No, it's a libun. You're allowed to wash your skin. You're allowed to wash the body. It's just that it's a mefare. He says that's a drabbana. You're not interested in the water that comes out. So if it's a psikresha, the lainichalei, it's more of a limud tzchus on those who do it. It's a limud tzchus on those who do it. The Moshe says not to do it in a way that's a psikresha, but those who do, the limud tzchus is that you have the tshuvah sadesh.
Like,
yeah.
And
Yom says
you put like, you know,
heat
up your face and so what?
If
you wipe your face, your eyebrows get wet water.
If
you wash your face.
If it's a psikresha, then those who are mekel are saying 100 tshuva sadesh. That's what Moshe is saying. Only mitzvos and those who are mekel, but certainly the chatzkel, you shouldn't do it in the way that's a psikresha. Now, I'm not going to go through the rest of the lashon of Tosfos just because it'll take the rest of the shiur. I'd like to point out a few lines of Tosfos that are important. People ask sometimes if it's mutter to squeeze oil out of potato kugel or latkes. If you have a very oily latkes or potato kugel, and there are people who squeeze the oil out of it, what would you say? Is that mutter or aser? What type of libun? What type of schit is that? Libun, it's not. You're not cleaning the kugel. It's a shayla mefarek. What? It's mefarek? Mefarek that you don't want. Le'ibud. It's le'ibud, which Rabbeinu Tam is meikel, but we're not. What? Is it bayer? Okay, it's not bayer. Question is why all these cases shouldn't be bayer. I'll explain to you possible the answer in a minute. The Mishnah Berurah actually talks about it. He doesn't talk about squeezing oil out of kugel, he talks about squeezing oil out of lakshin, which apparently was made different than it's made today. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down two lines of Tosfos. If you look further down in Tosfos, the first beginning of the line of parentheses where it says Kuf Mem Hei Yamin Aleph, Kivashim Shasachim Agufam Pater Umutter. Kivashim are like pickles. Well, some people like those, what are those, hot peppers. And some people like the hot peppers. Usually you get it from Eretz Yisrael. Mostly Israelis who like this kind of stuff, right? So you get hot peppers, and people like to squeeze, I don't know why, I see it by the table, people like to squeeze the liquid out of the hot peppers. That makes it sharper or less sharp?
I don't know.
Less sharp. Okay, so it's not the He-Man thing to do, but the question is, they let us squeeze it out. So Tosfos says, "Kvashim shesachta l'gufam pater amuter." Hayel beitzarch l'mayim ayayit. That by kvah it's a Gemara. The latter squeezing out of the liquid, squeeze the liquid out of these pickles, because you don't need the water that's coming out. V'hashta afagav beitzarch hayel liyis aser. It's a kasha. If you argue or beinu time, you hold the ibur is aser. Why is that mutter? I'm read the mitzino l'maymar the dafke kvashim shari. That there it's mutter. Why? What you're really doing is you're not separating two things. You're not taking a liquid out of the salad. You're taking part of the food out of the food. A pickle, it has pickle juice. You squeeze some of the juice out. You're not squeezing out all of the pickle juice. You're making it have less juice. That's uchle de ifris. You're separating part of the food from the other. That ain't shei mashkala. That's not called a drink. What you're squeezing out. Mishnah Berurah. Tosfos is saying more than the hetter, a different hetter, not the hetter of watermelon. Even if this would be the deref, it's only uchadofis, it's only food that's separated. And the Mishnah Berurah brings this down about squeezing the oil out of the kugel. He brings down Tosfos. He brings down two reasons to be mekel, but one of them is this Tosfos. It's in, let me just tell you, it's Sif Bashem Shasavdan is Shin Ches, Shin Chav, Siv Zayin and Ches. Where the Mishabur brings this down and he's Mekel. Now, oranges from oranges is Aser. Because that's not a chud, it doesn't have a din of a chud office, because that is, you, it's not the, but you want the orange juice. Right, so you know that. And whether that's the rice and the rabbana, whether oranges today are like grapes and kind of thing, no, it's not clear.
Yeah,
it has to be what you put. It has to be speaking of orange. Now, what the question that Gadi asked, that it should be by rare. So that is definitely not Bayer. It's something the Mefarshim ask. The reason it's not Bayer is probably because you're leaving a lot of the oil in. You're allowed, let's say you have a watery challenge, you're allowed to pour off a lot of the water, as long as you don't pour out all the water. In Bayer, you don't separate it totally, you just take out some of it, and you leave some of it in, it's water, and that's probably the reason it's not Bayer, without getting into all the Hilchos Bayer today. Another line of Taisus that is important is Taisus said, Ein Tzchita B'Seyar. Let me explain that too. Ein Tzchita B'Seyar means, in here, there's no Issus Tzchita, because D'Oraisa, because here does not absorb water. Cloth absorbs water. The water is taken into the cloth. The cloth itself becomes waterlogged. Here does not absorb water. When you have, you finish a shower and you have water in your hair, that's surface tension that holds water on the hair. It's not absorbed in the hair. And because it's on the surface, not absorbed, there's no schita d'oraisa. It's not similar to squeezing out a grape or taking a dosh, threshing. And therefore, it's mutim in atayr, there's an issur rabbanon of schita b'seya. Dilasim in rabbanon, for example, toothbrush. Nylon toothbrush, brushing with water is not an issur d'oraisa. It's also a drabana. Each bristle of a toothbrush doesn't absorb water. It's just that the surface tension of the bristles holds water, and that's also a wet toothbrush. Squeezing a wet toothbrush is also because of schita b'seir, which is an issur, but it's only on the level of an issur drabana. It's not an issur d'oraisa. In the toothbrush, it'd be different than mouthwash. So the shita of Rabbeinu Tam will be more cooler there, because ain't libun. Libun is only the mind. The thing is, it's a little hard to say that on something that's made to clean with, as we said, libun is only with water. So first of all, we're not saying on that. But even with Rabbeinu Tam, it's a little hard to say that if you use an agent that's made to clean with, that's not called libun. Toothpaste, but you didn't use it with a toothbrush. You use it with your finger. No, toothbrush with the water. It could be liquid by Shabbos soap, which I know is not mamache. But use a toothbrush with water, the liquid. Not aware. okay, this is the issue of the Truma Sedeshen, the Aruch, and this is the third part of Taisus, which is the most famous, the Shitas Aruch. At the end of Taisus, Taisus has his fourth Chiddush, Ba'aruch Pirish Lashon Acher. It's the last one, two, three, four lines of Taisus. The end of a line, Ba'aruch Pirish Lashon Acher, V'suchlayit in the Zaisa, Stimas Gigash Al Sheikhar, Asa La Hadaika. Why you're not allowed to stick it in? Yeshema Tevatala Stima Eitla Gigas. You might stick this stuffer into the barrel, you might leave it there permanently, and you'll end up making a kli on Shabbos. So we don't understand these words. What do the words mean? You're sticking a stopper into a barrel, and if you're going to take it in and out, you're not making a kli. But the klal and health of Shabbos, anything made to take in and out is normal lach. You're allowed to open and close a window. If you have a hole in the wall, you're not allowed to. If you have a hole in the wall, you're not allowed to stuff it up with anything. That's fine. How can you allow to open and close a window or a door? Because one of the rules in Hilchos Shabbos is something made to open and close constantly. There's no din of binder. There's no malachas binder. It's made to open and close. That's what it's made for. So if you have a steamer in a gigas made to open and close, you're not making a keli. So to aruch shema tevatel astima. You might leave it there permanently. Maybe next time you want a drink, you'll open it in a different spot. The yasakli b'shabbos. And the Rebbe says, I don't understand. And there are the Rebbe, the hechidam. If when you stick it in, you mean to leave it there permanently, that's not a psikration, that's mechavin. If you stick it until the rest of mechavin. So what's going on? I don't understand. This sheet is a mechudishtik akula. And mechudishtik akula, that even if you're mechavin to do the malach, you're mechavin, but you're not mechavin for the chashivas of the malach. You stick it in, you want to leave it there permanently, but you're not thinking that you're making a kli, that's also something which is einim eskavin, and subsequentia tzasser, but it's einim eskavin. We do not pass like this last sheet of the Aruch. And therefore, I'm not. Even though there are cases, this is where it comes up, but it's not so. It's not nega at all because we don't pass it. So these are the four chidushim of this taisis: schita of libum, schita of nefarek, the two kulas, the aros kula of davashen miskavin, and the last aros kula that it's a davashen miskavin. If you're doing something, but you're not mechavim for the chashivas that you're making a plea, you're just sticking it in immediately. Basically, this Taisvis is the lumbus of this Amid. I'd like still to discuss with you a number of cases, just sort of to finish the sugya. But in your preparation time, you still need to get to the Gemara, to get halfway down the Amid Beis, because the next Gemara is a quick Gemara. What I would like to do Sunday is mention to you a few of the Achroinim on the sugya of two things, schita and davashen miskavim. I hope this Sunday to collect a number of tshuvas. I hope if I get to it tomorrow to make a photostat of a few tshuvas in the Achrayim, which 2 weeks ago should have been Chinese to you, but now hopefully, I don't say English or Hebrew, whichever comes easier, you know. It should be much more readable, and everything should make a lot more sense to you. And I'd like to go through that, but at the same time, I'd like to get moving in the Gemara. There's a tshuva Nigris Moshe Chelut Bei Simen Ayin, which, if you read it now, should read very beautifully. Uh-huh. There's one part Arachayim Bei Chelut Bei Simen Ayin regarding the question people ask about wet napkins. The way he phrases it, are you allowed to make the napkin wet before you wipe the table? The way it usually comes up is that something spills on the table, and as you're wiping the table, if it's a Shabbos Suda, the napkin gets wet. The question is if you could keep on wiping with that napkin. So Ramesha, in being discussing the Shaila, I mean, the way he structures the Tshuva is right away. Yeah, I mean, anybody would understand. You have to discuss two things. Schita of Libun, and schita of nefarik. So if you read the tshuva, you'll see it's a one paragraph tshuva. He starts off talking about malabe, then he talks about nefarik, and then he talks about davashen miskavim. That's the way it should be. So it's an interesting tshuva. I'll read to you briefly. Lishreis nayar, to soak paper b'mayim in water, lekaneach ezadava, to wipe something, mashlichen leibud, and the napkin afterwards goes to the garbage. Pasha chain lesser. It says this much. It says like this. Well, Shaykh Malabain bin Nayar Hahalach Le'ibud. This is Ramesh's Chiddush. There's no Malabain on a napkin if you're going to throw it into the garbage afterwards. You're worried that you're cleaning the napkin? Cleaning the napkin? But some of you throw it into the garbage? And he says, Va'afid Nayar Shanisha Kayim Nami Loi Mislabim Mimayim. The truth is, even if you're keeping it, holding on to the napkin, it doesn't become clean with water. El miskalkel, it just gets ruined when it gets water. Because no one is going to squeeze out the water because he wants to reuse the napkin. This is referred to a case of a beged that spread on top of a chavis, where even if it gets wet, since it's not chayish shosaychtay, it's not there. But now you're afachom nayir ain't a chayish shosaychtay. People don't squeeze out napkins to reuse them. Koshken kashayloch libur adeimayin shem lachashiyusha. So that's the first part of his tshuva, which is libur. Says libur is what? What about mefarek? What about dash? Now where does dash come in? So he explains that really when you're wiping the table, you're happy that some of the liquid from the napkin comes onto the table. It's easier to wipe. Especially if you have something sticking to the tablecloth. It's easier to wipe, so you really, when you wipe it, maybe it should be aser because some of the liquid is going to come out. Now that case of Shulchan Aruch is the case of Sfug. Places brought down Sfug is a nap, is a sponge. Which if it has a handle, you're allowed to use it. If it has no handle, you're not allowed to use it to wipe the table. Ach uloi dami l'sfug, shetzarach l'beis achizah. Maybe it should be like a sponge, which the Gemara says, places brought down, is only moved if it has a handle. Shem shagam b'mayim uskita de mefaret. Shepash nislashen hator b'shulchan aruch, hu b'mayim, deloi ketaisis suvis da'vav, shepir shul din yishemen. Taisis said the case of svog is that there's oil in the svog. That's what Taisis brought down at the beginning of the end of the skinny line, the beginning of the wide line. So shulchan aruch is mashma, told there's water in the svog. And yet it's mefaret. He says, "Akula, the lechayit should be aser. Just like you're not allowed to use a wet sponge, you shouldn't be allowed to use a wet towel." Now, this is where the tshuva is hard. Avol mistaver de benayar ein lahashem zelastita, the loy nivla b'teichanaya. These words I don't understand. He says, "By paper." It's not schita, because water doesn't absorb in paper. It sounds like he's calling it like schita b'seyar, right? So water doesn't get absorbed in paper. You see, you want to know what this means. Now you know what it means, right? So even if you say paper doesn't absorb, it should be asam midrabanan. But come on, even ain't a b'secha kli. This part we have to figure out. It's 7 or 8 lines. First of all, I don't know what he means paper doesn't absorb. What he means, like loose leaf paper, I don't know if it really absorbs much water. But if he's talking about a napkin, it seems it does absorb. But even taniach, it doesn't absorb. It should be also a tzchita b'seyer. The taisis, it'll be mutter. Why? So for a moment, it'll be mutter. Why? Now his chiddush been here. Needs a little bit of iyun. If you figure it out, which I hope you'll try, it's a little similar to the dogam ravavas cheshbon. That's the davar sheinu miskaven by the rabbanan, and it's also a makalkel. Look at this tshuva. It's an important tshuva. There's another tshuva which I'd like to do with you on Sunday, because I myself would like to be Yared Lo'im Kesho Davar. That's a tshuva in Rav Elyashiv. There's a sefer called Kaivitz Tshuvas, which is here in the it's in the Beis Medrash in the Tshuva Svarim. There's a tshuva there from Rav Elyashiv about contact lenses, about the din of contact lenses on Shabbos, the new soft lenses, which are also Shailah Shchita and Dov Shein Miskaven. Again, it's a tshuva which is kedai to go through. It could be 2 weeks ago you wouldn't have understood it. Today it should be more clear to you. I'd like to go through that tshuva as well. There's another tshuva. There are others. I remember it's page memo memalo. I don't remember the tshuva memo. There's only one copy in the yeshiva. It's probably kedai to make copies of it. So Sunday I'd like to go through a number of these tshuvas, but at the same time I'd like you to make a laning on the next Gemara so that we can get to the bottom of the other days.